Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Nick Tatton. He's the community director for Price City, but he is joining us today as a committee member for Oktoberfest, which is coming right around the corner. In fact, it'll be September 29th and 30th. Nick, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me out, Jordan. It's always fun to be here and talk about cool things that are going on in the community and, as well as Oktoberfest. It's coming right up, one of the great events of the Castle Country.
Definitely. The good thing about you coming in here, Nick, is every time you join me, we talk about something fun.
Well,
he's talking about a fun event.
Yeah. You know, there's no sense in talking about nasty stuff. We get enough of that in the rest of our lives, right?
Right.
We got to stick to the positive things here. And I think Oktoberfest is one of those deals. Fun event, family oriented, hopefully a good value for everybody. Lots of games, prizes, food, fun. And I think coming up on September 29th and 30th, be up at the Notre Dame Hope Center. That's on the corner of 2nd North and Carbon Avenue. And usual program, usual time, same bat channel, same bat time. The community kind of knows what's going on. So Friday and Saturday, we'll have a lot of fun.
I think it is important to remind everyone now, the proceeds from this benefit the Notre Dame Church and what they do as far as their charitable and civic involvements, but at the same time, a portion of this stays here in the community as well.
Oh, correct. And I think one of the great things in the committee, Father Raphael, a lot of everybody at the church, Catherine, Lisa that work there, everybody works real hard all year long. And some of that hard work and efficiency allows us to use money from Oktoberfest to donate back into the community. And that's something that I'm proud of, and I think everybody at the church is. You know, it varies from year to year, and it depends on kind of how the event goes. But things like car seats for kids, the Angel Tree, up at Carbon High, some of the AP testing, Science Fair, History Fair. They've donated to a program out of the hospital called Heart Help RX. That one's kind of near and dear to me. My wife started that one, so that's kind of a fun one. Helps out kids that are out at the hospital. Some pillowcase programs out of the hospital. We've made donations to the DARE program, help keep the kids off drugs in the community. Of course, the Sun Center for Volunteers, some cancer support groups. You know, Perky Travel to be included. The gas cards that run through the radio station here is always a favorite. Suicide prevention, food bank. You know, and one that kind of crosses paths with me a little bit is emergency utility assistance. You know, there's a lot of folks that get to the fall and the winter time of the year and have a little difficulty with their utilities. And one of the things that we do with Oktoberfest money is donate to the funds that help folks that are truly in need with a little bit of help on their utilities through the winter time. So there's a big list, and it's something that's a nice reinvestment back into the community, because the community is what supports the church and what supports Oktoberfest. And so all the fun times and the games and the food and stuff all result in something great in the community, Jordan.
Again, we're being joined by Nick Tatton. He is a committee member with Oktoberfest, which again is coming up on September 29th and 30th. Now, Nick, you just talked about several different organizations or causes that this money will help fund throughout the next year. Let's talk about how we actually raise the money at Oktoberfest.
Well, we have a lot of fun. We sell a lot of food, and all day Friday and all day Saturday, starting about 11 o'clock both days, running till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. There'll be games, bingo will be going on, some good fun that way, as well as lunch, dinner, great menu coming up. There's a Mexican food plate set for Friday night, and I think it's a chicken parm dinner on Saturday night, so some nice meals. We also have some of the great local kielbasa and sausage there that will be cooked up for everybody, and as well as there's some great prize drawings. There's great silent auction, some really cool items in the silent auction every year, and that's one that usually tugs a few bucks away from me, but it does help a good cause, and it's a good reinvestment back in the community. And so all those silent auctions and those donations and stuff really help out the church as well as the donations. And if anybody would like to be involved, just give Catherine a call over at the church, and she can certainly hook you up with some volunteer time. And if you'd like to help out a little bit as far as coming out to the event, just show up, have some fun, and spend a little while with friends, family, and your neighbors. Have some lunch, have some dinner, and hang out and just enjoy the harvest season, as it were.
Yeah, I can't believe that we're already talking about fall, but it is here. We're down to the final couple of weeks of summer. With that being said, there are activities for the kids as well. One of the great things about Oktoberfest is there is literally something for everyone.
Sure, and there's some great volunteers that are setting up everything from bounce houses and fish ponds and all kinds of games and activities for kids. They need to be entertained and helped out and have some fun, as well as the adults, and that gives mom and dad a chance to have a little lunch. And of course, we've got fare for the kids, so there's hot dogs and hamburgers and chips and things like that that kids like when they don't necessarily want some of the main dinner, so to speak. And I think it works out. It really helps out with everybody from, you know, toddlers on up to senior citizens. We all enjoy it and have some fun. And I didn't really just request everybody, you know, mark that on your calendars, the 29th and 30th of this month, and come on out and hang out, have some fun, tell your friends and families. And I have it on good authority there's a whole bunch of coupons floating around the community for a little discount on lunch and dinner.
Can't beat that. Definitely can't beat that. Nick, before I let you go, I got a question about the preparation for Oktoberfest. A lot of people have to come together to make this event happen. And again, you went over all the causes. You went over everything that will be, you know, actually on display at Oktoberfest. How long does it take you guys to put this together?
Really, the planning starts, you know, it's the same program every year, but the planning does start about 6 months in advance. And everybody needs to know who's doing what and who's going to be in charge of different things. And some good planning also helps make the event go smooth and limits problems and interruptions, and, you know, lets us do a good event for the community, provide good customer service, and make sure everybody has some fun. You know, we're going to advertise that it's a good, fun family event, and we want everybody to have fun, so we try to work hard and plan it well.
Again, Oktoberfest 2017, going down September 29th and 30th. It'll be at the Notre Dame Hope Community Center, located at 200 North and Carbon Avenue in Price. Things will get rolling at 11 a.m. on Friday. Again, that's September 29th, and then again Saturday at 11, and it'll continue on into the night, 10 p.m. on Friday, 11 p.m. on Saturday. Nick, I think we've covered everything.
Well, I do appreciate you having me here, and just remember, September 29th and 30th, Oktoberfest up at the Notre Dame Hope Center.
Again, Nick Tatton, committee member with the Oktoberfest, and again, that's going down September 29th and 30th. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.